Welcome to the Greek History Podcast. I'm Floody Soul, and in this episode, I'll be telling you about the history of ancient Greece, Athens and Sparta, Peloponnesian and Persian Wars, Alexander the Great, and Hellenistic culture. So first off, let me start from the beginning of early Greek civilization, which starts with the Minoans, who created a grand empire from 2000 to 1400 BC. On the island of Crete. The Minoans were peaceful people that relied on trade. Then in 1000 to 2000 BC, the Mycenaeans then ruled Greece, and they were warrior kings who lived in luxury and fought wars to gain more wealth. They traded as well, and traded mainly with Egypt, Italy, and Syria. After the Trojan War that the Mycenaeans fought, not long after, their civilization fell and the Dorians took their place and moved to Greece. But their era, the Dorian era, had no written record. So by 750 BCE, Greece saw the rise of powerful city-states to form. Greece is part of the Balkan Peninsula, and it consists of rocky land, mountains that create valleys, and small islands that are off its coast. With the city-states emerging, arts, learning, and trade made a comeback. Greece's government began as a monarchy, where one king ruled all. Greece later adopted an aristocracy, where a few wealthy landowning nobles ruled. Then, as trade expanded, oligarchies formed, as well as some areas forming democracies. Although Greek city-states saw the countryside, they shared a common culture, language, and religion. The Greeks also competed in different sporting activities every 4 years, called the Olympics, where the games were meant to honor the gods. Greeks believed in philosophy, and the most famous philosophers were Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. Socrates was a philosopher who questioned people to find answers, and his most famous student was Plato. Plato was a philosopher that believed kings should rule the city-state, and his most famous student was Aristotle. Aristotle was a philosopher that collected and classified things, and he tutored Alexander the Great. Greeks also contributed to being the first to record history. Lastly, a blind poet named Homer completed the first Greek books, the Iliad and the Odyssey. The first about the Trojan War and the other about the Trojan War hero, Odysseus, returning home. After ancient Greece comes Athens and Sparta. Athens was a city in northeastern Greece named after the goddess Athena. The Athens created a democracy to avoid civil war, and only free adult males of Athenian ancestry were allowed to vote. Women, foreigners, and slaves were not considered citizens. Therefore, men spent their days debating government philosophy and running their business, while women were housewives that were meant to be unseen or heard. Slaves worked in mines and did housework. When the Civil War came around in 594 BC, a man named Solon was appointed to reform the government and outlaw debt, slavery, and had people involved in the government. Now, Sparta was cut off from the rest of Greece, located in Peloponnesia. Sparta was a different kind of city-state. It was an assembly of all adult males that owned all land, and council of elders created laws for the assembly to vote on. To make sure the laws were carried out, there were 5 elected ephors. The citizens of Sparta had to be of Spartan ancestors that owned land, and non-citizens were free but not allowed to vote. A day in the life of a man from Sparta centered around military, where at age 7, they are sent to live in military until age 65. Spartan men were trained to be the toughest warriors in Greece. While in a day of the life of a woman living in Sparta, they would be enjoying freedom, managing the household, and being able to participate in sports. Next in ancient Greek history is the Persian War, which began after Athens and Eretria gave assistance to the Annoians in their rebellion against Persia and its ruler in 520 BCE. The Persians vowed to destroy Athens, but at the Battle of Marathon, they were outnumbered by the Athenians, so Athens won. Pheidippides was sent to tell the city of the victory and ran 26 miles to do so. Soon after, Darius died and his son Xerxes vowed to avenge his father's death. At the Thermopylae, someone tricked the Persians to pass around the mountain where some of them stayed to hold off the retreat, but ended up dying. Themistocles, an Athenian politician, then urged the Athenians to fight in the seas, where Xerxes reached Athens. When Xerxes reached Athens, he burned it down, but he then had to watch as his own navy was being destroyed by the Greeks. So when the Persians retreated home, Spartans met them on land and defeated them in 479 BC. After the victory, Sparta and Athens became rivals. Therefore, they created small Greek empires. Next in ancient Greek history is the Peloponnesian and Persian Wars. The Peloponnesian War was started in 431 BC. The war was fought between the two leading city-states, which were Athens and Sparta of ancient Greece, and their alliances were nearly every Greek city-state. After the Persian War, they formed a permanent alliance called the Delian League. Then in 480 BCE through 430 BCE, Athens entered a golden age where a man named Pericles ruled Athens. Pericles used the money from the Delian League to beautify the city and create the best navy. All the power Athens and the league had led to Sparta to make its own league. Now back to the war. Tension arose when Sparta burned all the Athenians' food, and they then received food from the harbor as they still controlled the water. The turning point of the war was after 2 years when a terrible plague killed over 50% of the population, including Pericles and his sons. Athens did recover, but never fully did in strength. Then after 27 years, 404 BC, they finally surrendered, and Sparta captured them and used them to help against Persia. In the end, Greece's population and food decreased, and distress within the city-states and distress in the democracy. Now after the wars, next in ancient Greek history comes Alexander the Great, or Alexander the Conqueror. Alexander was born in Pella in 356 BC, which was north of Greece. Alexander was a smart kid and had been tutored by Greek philosopher Aristotle when he was of age. He gained control of the Macedonian cavalry, but was later exiled because of a fight he had between King Philip II of Macedonia, who was his father. His father was later murdered, and that's when he secured his crown. With all that his father had done, which was unite the Macedonian city-states, Alexander then put down rebellions in his father's empire, burning the city of Thebes down. To ensure no other city-states rebelled, in 334 BC, he invaded Persia. With meeting the king, Darius, at the Granicus River, who was almost killed, by 332 BC, Alexander conquered most of the Persian Empire. After a while, he then became interested in Egypt, so he and his army marched in, meeting no resistance, and was crowned pharaoh. He also founded Alexandria in Egypt, which he named after himself. Along his way, he and his army marched through the desert of Central Asia and faced war elephants. When they were done, they returned home to Babylon in Persia and fought for 11 years, determined to push through all of India. But Alexander became ill and eventually died. After his death, the empire was split between three of his strongest generals after fighting. Lastly, I'll talk about Hellenistic culture, which was the last contribution Alexander left. Alexander left the spread of Hellenistic culture. The culture was a mix of Greek, Egyptian, Persian, and Indian settlers. The Hellenistic period contributed to many advancements that began in Alexandria, Egypt. The advancements included astronomy, with the first known astronomer being Aristarchus of Samos. Aristarchus of Samos also presented the first known model that placed the sun at the center of the known universe at the time, with the earth revolving around it. Then there was Ptolemy, who was also an astronomer, who considered the earth to be the center of the universe. The mathematical advancements of the Hellenistic period included Euclid, a mathematician who wrote the book Elements, which is considered to be one of the most successful and influential textbooks ever written. The other mathematician was Archimedes, who contributed to many things, including estimating pi, law of a lever, the compound pulley, and inventing a screw for raising water. Also, during the Hellenistic time, philosophers sought to tell people how they should live from their two new ways of thinking. The two ways were called Stoicism and Epicureanism. Stoicism focused mainly on people living in harmony and to avoid vices and desires, mainly human desires, while Epicureanism focused mainly on achieving harmony of the body and mind. Art also emerged in the Hellenistic period. Sculptors and artists began to create more realistic and emotional works. Artists didn't focus on perfection in their paintings. Lastly, during the Hellenistic age, many architectural wonders were created, like the Great Library, Colossus of Rhodes, and the Great Lighthouse. This is now the end of the episode on ancient Greece. So thank you for taking the time to listen about the ancient Greek history of Athens and Sparta, Peloponnesian, Persian Wars, Alexander the Great, and Hellenistic culture.